One of the catalysts that brings us this after a weekend, it is.
This is why we can't have
nice things.
Nice things.
Have nice things. It'll start us with a couple of driving incidents. First of all, Saturday there in D.C., the National Mall, which has the Washington Monument, and is, for better reference, where Forrest Gump came out.
I was just thinking that.
That's what we all know. Yeah. Well, there was a dude driving his car down a pedestrian walkway right down through the National Mall on Saturday morning. He was stopped by U.S. Park Police. Police did not share any additional details about what happened, but they did charge the driver. Don't even know his name. Now, we do know more about this, and definitely a name. Cops in Oregon are searching for a 42-year-old man who led them on a high-speed chase, then abandoned his SUV, fled on foot, got away, and it is making national headlines because his name is Looney Tune.
Oh.
His full name is actually Looney John Franklin Tune.
How did that happen?
Yeah. Looney John Franklin Tune is currently on the run right now. They spike stripped his vehicle and stuff, but he also fired several shots at officers, didn't hit anybody, and then ran away onto a golf course, and they couldn't find him. They are on the lookout. He was last seen going through the side of a cliff after he painted a hole on the other end just to get through.
That's unfortunate. So there are a few things as special as a high school graduation. Your young one right there on the precipice of becoming an adult. The pomp, the circumstance, and the exotic dancers out front. That's what happened today. High school in Taiwan, after a graduate's parents hired the ladies to shake their groove things right on the front lawn. Mom called it an unforgettable gift. Police did not agree. They made everyone go home.
How old was he?
They've done high school graduation.
Greatest day of their lives. They'll never forget. Dum, 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 dum. Let's go to Tucson, Arizona. After more than $38 million was stolen from taxpayers by the former treasurer of Santa Cruz County there in Tucson, Arizona land, Elizabeth Goodfar will be sentenced today. And her attorney did offer an explanation. Why did Elizabeth, as a former treasurer, steal more than $38 million?
Yeah.
Quote, "It is one of the dumbest, ill-conceived, short-sighted, and most audacious crimes in Arizona state history." That is her own attorney talking about her.
Oh, boy.
Dum, 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 dum.
Our fine men and women in blue have a tough job, and it may be even worse in Spain. Police pulled over a man for driving erratically. He was not happy about all this, and the 70-year-old did not handle things well. He promptly walked to the back of his car, then opened up the trunk and unleashed a hive of bees on the officers.
Wow.
The cops then ran into a local restaurant. Backup came in to track him down. The beekeeper now under arrest. Now, what if the bees had to go with him?
How'd they catch him?
I don't know. I didn't know you could train bees.
Set up a sting?
Oh.
Dum, 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 dum.
Boom.
Let us go to Busey, Iowa. Already I'm sus with a name like that. Interesting call. About 4:25 a.m. yesterday morning. About a woman setting American flags on fire and not wearing anything while doing it.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, the police showed up, found 21-year-old Brianna Laird with an American flag tied around her head. She was also not wearing pants or anything that one would wear under pants, too. And the flags had been stolen from the actual city of Busey, Iowa. So, sounds like they were on display in the town, and it's unclear why she was burning them, but they found evidence of drug use. She's been charged with arson, assault, indecent exposure, theft, and possession of drug paraphernalia, and desecration of a flag.
Look, you go, but did she get any pants in jail?
I'm kind of curious how she plans to celebrate 4th of July. She's already all out.
You can't really talk that.
Dum, 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 dum.
Heading to Fall River, Massachusetts today, where one local resident at an animal shelter is raising some eyebrows. Now, his name is Hendrix. He is a blue and yellow macaw, very handsome, and was surrendered by his former owners. But if you do want to take him home, be warned. he may not be popular with Nana. Apparently has a very, very foul mouth.
Oh, no, one of those.
Which they compare with Samuel L. Jackson.
Whoa.
Not only that, he's only 20 years old and expected to live to be 100.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. That's a commitment.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has time to at least break the habit.
I mean, it's got to be someone that does a lot of cardio. Maybe Mark Phillips.
I'm not going to hate on it because he learned from some stupid human out there. So
right?
I'm going to give him a shame. I'm going to give
shame.
A shame. Yeah. All right.
Shame. Better choices.
And then finally, let's go to Indiana. And this in the oddly named Michigan City, Indiana, where a man identified as Blake Schäuber, 24 years old, was arrested after a dispute at a bar. And it escalated into a physical altercation with multiple individuals. Half a dozen.
Ooh.
It was a flat-out brawl at Mady's Bar in Michigan City's lakefront Indiana town, right there. Verbally aggressive with Schäuber and sought out people to fight who disagreed with him. And they did. Now, maybe didn't disagree with him, but they fought him because he started it. He started fights at the bar because others didn't share his beliefs about Jesus.
Not
the book again there. Well, he has time. He'll have time. That's why they can't have nice things.